Wrapping things up here on a Thursday night, getting you set for week 5 of high school football tomorrow night. We got Nemaha Central on the topic here, 92.1 KMZA. It's brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. We got Michael Glatzik, head coach of the two-time defending 2A state champions, Nemaha Central, joining us here for a few minutes. Coach, we always appreciate the time. An impressive, impressive win. I had to say it twice because of how impressive it was last week. You guys make a long road trip south. A top five team, not just in 2A, not 3A, but 4A. Chanute, they were off to a 3-0 start. You go up a couple of classes, you make a two-hour-plus trip down south to southeast Kansas and one of the more marquee matchups in the state last week. Defensive battle, you guys get the win, 13-7. Boy, just take us back to it. Boy, that had to have been a lot of fun for your team, especially driving back knowing you had the victory.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just like I told them after the game, I was so dang proud of these kids. It's been a gauntlet of 4 weeks. I told the coaches in preseason, just with the amount of new faces we have this year, I would be ecstatic going 2-2, 3-1 just because of the tough schedule. And here we are, 4 weeks into the season, we're sitting at 3-1 and really close to being 4-0, against four, extremely good teams that, are going to make a deep run in the playoffs. Just like you said, a long 3-hour trip. I think it really, is going to prep us for the playoffs, because that's what kind of trip we're going to have in the playoffs. So I was excited to get the game on the schedule. We knew Chanute was going to be good, obviously, in the past season, they're always sitting at 8-2, 9-1, 7-1, whatever it is. And they're exactly going to do that this year. I imagine they're going to make another deep run and possibly, be in that 4A title game. It's just like you said, hats off to our kids. We played well offensively. We didn't play the best early, but Levi Thomas and the field goal team put some points on the board early, which got a little motivation for us. And the defense flew around all night. Coach May called a great game. Abram Kine played his butt off at middle linebacker. Jack Mackey played his butt off. Defense, I think, forced 4 turnovers to our 1 turnover offensively. So just overall, it was a great game. I'm definitely looking forward to districts and back to our 2-way schedule.
I'm glad you brought up Levi in the kicking game because, really at any level, you don't see a lot of teams, especially in the lower classifications, that have a capable field goal kicker who can go out, get you a 25, 35, maybe even a 40-yard field goal. And just crucial times in a game like that where it's 13-7 against a really good team on the road, just kind of having that in your back pocket in the special teams game, knowing you have a kid that can go out, get you 3 in crucial points, whatever the situation is, I think that's got to make you feel pretty good moving forward.
Well, yeah, I think it's a game changer. Obviously, we were on turf. It makes it a little bit easier at the grass fields. But Levi has worked his tail off. He went to about 2 or 3 different kicking camps, punting camps last spring, this summer. He's earned it. He wants to do better every day. Pre-practice, he's working on field goals. After practice, working on field goals. He wants to be great at it. And just like you said, when we run to that 4th and 8, inside the 20, usually typically, we got to go for it, throw a deep pass and just hopefully we can get a first down. But, I went to Levi, before the game, during pregame, even on that 46 yarder, I looked at him and said, "Can you do it?" He said, "Yes, coach." So that gave me all the confidence in the world. And just to see the kids, reaction, after that long field goal, definitely gave some motivation to the kickoff team, to the defense, to the offense. So it was kind of cool to see.
And I think battle tested is a way to say it with what your schedule's been like here in the first month. You lose that opener against Marysville. Nobody's really quite sure maybe what Marysville's going to do after that. Well, Marysville, they're still undefeated. They're a top five team right now in the classification. But Silver Lake, Rossville, of course, two top-tier teams, just rich tradition on both sides there, and then obviously a Chanute team that was top five in 4A. Just playing teams like this consistently week in and week out when you guys are going for a three-peat with some turnover, of course, from last year, I would just think the way your team has played, how you've played it, and the teams that you've played to this point is only going to be a positive once we get towards the end of the year and once we get to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like I mentioned earlier, I think it's going to get us ready for the playoffs. We got to get healthy, obviously, through these first 4 weeks. Losing, it's never a fun thing, but we definitely learned from that Marysville loss. The kids came back to work with some motivation. We put Silver Lake away. Rossville hung around. Like I said, a great Rossville, Silver Lake team, and then, make a long trip, with a lot of distractions on the road, which I was so happy to see our kids battle through that adversity. You know, and like you said, hopefully give us a little jump start in a district play here.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick. A few more minutes here. We'll take a timeout, come back. We'll talk about this district matchup with Oskaloosa. That's right after this here on 92.1 KMZA. Couple more minutes here with Michael Gladsick, Nemaha Central football coach. Always appreciate the time. Brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed as well. 3-1, the Thunder. After the win at Chanute last week, now you get an opportunity here, Coach. You dive into district play, and Oskaloosa, the opponents at home. This is a Bears team that certainly played well since the start of last year. They have certainly improved. They sit here at 2-2. They are coming off a tough defeat. ACCHS put one on them 60-0 last week. But what do you see out of this Bears team when you put them on tape?
Yeah, just like I told the kids Monday in our scouting report, you know, obviously we got to respect the team. You know, Oskaloosa, they got a lot of coaching turnover the last 4 or 5 years. They got a good one now. I believe he's a former alumni from there. They play hard, you know, sitting at 2-2, with two good wins early. Then, they battled JCN tough, and then they just let the Effingham game get out of the way, with some turnovers, special teams miscues. So, I'm excited to see how our kids respond after a big win. You know, it, we go two ways. You know, can we continue to get better, or do we play down? You know, just because it's a home game, just because it's homecoming, you know, or do we raise that bar even more and continue to grind like we know how to do?
Well, and it goes by quick, and it seems like it wasn't too long ago that we were, you know, previewing that first game against Marysville. Now we're four games in plus, and now on officially the second half of the regular season. How would you assess this first month just kind of overall? And obviously your team has been playing pretty well over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome to see. You know, obviously we only have four seniors on the roster. We're down to three that, you know, that suit up. So the juniors, I think Coach May said it yesterday in practice, you know, the seniors got to be playing like it's their last play. The juniors got to be playing like seniors, so on and so forth. So we got kids stepping up. We got kids in new roles, important roles as sophomores, as juniors. You know, obviously the juniors got to help out those seniors with leadership. So I'm excited to see, you know, the district run we can make and the playoff run we can make, you know, with new leadership, you know, and obviously the key is to stay healthy.
Finally, Coach, you get back home here in week five, Oskaloosa, the opponent tomorrow night. Give us a few keys and what's it going to take to get a win against the Bears?
Yeah, we got to focus on us. You know, like we mentioned, a big win last Friday. You know, we got to come back together, do what we do. We got to get our home crowd involved. You know, we struggled at home the first two games. We played better on the road, but we got to get back to our home field advantage. We got to make plays, offense, defense, special teams got to be good. We got to limit penalties, and defense, we got to create turnovers. So I'm excited to see how our kids respond.
There it is, Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick again joining us. A District 4 matchup in Class 2A tomorrow night. Nemaha Central back at home, Week 5 against Oskaloosa. Of course, the Bears out of the NEKL. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.